The reasons for the incredible law school boom are varied. Certainly the birth rates after World War II, the end of the draft, and the drought in university-level teaching jobs, which has discouraged enrollment in other graduate schools, are all significant factors. So too are national episodes like Vietnam and Watergate, which have inspired many to look to law as a means by which change can be accomplished. Probably most important in accounting for the sudden rise in applications is the fact that minorities, and especially women, groups virtually excluded in the past, are now seeking legal education in large numbers. One of the results of this boom in interest has been a boom in the number of lawyers. Law school enrollments have grown rapidly, and in 1974, there were nearly 30,000 young lawyers graduated, three times more than were graduated 10 years earlier, and far too many for the legal job market to absorb. The Department of Labor estimated that there were only 16,500 positions available that year for new attorneys. In consequence, the battle has grown ever more intense for admission to name law schools: Harvard, Yale, Michigan, Columbia, Chicago, Stanford, University of California, Bolt Hall, Penn, NYU, and Virginia are most often listed as the top flight. It is only the graduates of those schools, and law review editors at some others, who continue to have job opportunities as extensive as those commonly available to all law school graduates a few years ago. Harvard each year receives between 6,000 and 7,000 applications for a class of 550. At Yale and Stanford, the disparities are even more dramatic: 3,000 applicants for only 165 spaces.